On this week's Xamarin Show, I have my good friend John Dick on, showing us how to easily implement cross-platform images with Resizetizer NT. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world, all the way from Canada, John Dick. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. How about you, James?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. I got the Xamarin blue background here. I'm really feeling like almost like I'm in Channel 9. So it's going really well. And how's Canada?
It's still cold. We're working on getting warmer.
Oh, man. It really has definitely brightened up. Spring has sprung. So maybe we'll send those waves of heat your way to Canada. I mean, it's nothing else can get there. So hopefully the heat can get there. John, we've had you on the show many a times to talk about all sorts of goodies. But this time, really, I understand you have some new technology to talk about.
Oh, yes. Some very new resizetizing technology with Resizetizer NT.
Resizetizer NT. So what is this thing? Why should I care? And what problem is it solving?
Yeah. So back in the day, I decided I really wanted to solve the problem of making it easier to use images in all of my different mobile projects. So, you know, James, you're familiar with doing mobile projects for iOS and Android and maybe UWP and even more. And it's kind of a pain right now to, you know, resize all your different images to the right densities for every project, add them manually to each of those projects, and then hope that you didn't mess something up along the way. And then, you know, even worse, hope you don't have to edit those images or change them or add too many new ones along the way. So it's always been a pain point that I've wanted to solve, and I've had an old iteration of it. Hence, now the new iteration is the new technology, the NT. So that's what we want to take a look at today.
Yeah, beautiful. I love this because for 8 years, I've been struggling with images, and I go to Android Asset Studio. I create the different drawables. I manually sometimes go in for iOS at 2X, at 3X, and Windows. I go into different tools. So it's quite a pain, and you have to do that every time you add something. So I'm excited. Let's see what you got. Let's head over to your desktop.
So James, let's take a look. First of all, I've got the GitHub repo. This is all open source. You can go send me PRs, you know, make things better. But if you go to the GitHub repo, you'll see some basic instructions. I've got a blog post. You can figure out exactly how to use it. There's a couple concepts that we'll go through as we walk through using it in a sample. But I think probably the best thing is to just jump in and take a look at what it looks like in our code.
Cool. Let's do it. Yeah.
So I've got a solution set up here, and I've got, you know, this looks pretty typical. It's got the solution explorer with all the different, you know, my shared project, my shared code project, which is a net standard 2 thing. I've got my resizetizer plugin already installed, so we don't have to wait around for that, even though it's pretty small. And I've got my Android project, my iOS project, my UWP project. Now, you know, remember what we were talking about. Traditionally, if you go into do images on each project, you've got to go into the platform specific folders and apps. And so you can see here, we've got some in the template already. I've got like all these MIPMAP for all these different display densities. So we've got, you know, the extra high definition, the extra high definition. And there's a lot of different images that I have to create sizes for. And they're all the same image. So that's kind of a little bit of a pain. And the same thing with iOS. We've got, you know, in our resources folder, typically you would see like a at 2x and an at 3x version of the images. And then UWP changes it a little bit with different scales of images. So we've got like a scale 100, scale 200, et cetera. Again, I don't really want to spend time resizing images. I'd rather spend that time coding. So I went ahead, I installed the NuGet package, and you'll see that I installed it to every one of my projects. Now, that's really important here because we want every project to be able to get those shared images. But now that I've got it installed in all the projects, I can come into my shared project here, and I can just bring an image into the shared NetStandard 2 project. Now, I've got one ready. I've got the lovely Xamagon that I'm just going to go ahead and drag into this shared project. I'm going to drop it in there.
And this is an SVG, actually, right? And
yeah, this is an SVG.
SVGs and PNGs, right?
Both of those formats. I like working with the SVGs because obviously it's a vector. I can resize it to any size that I want, and I don't have to be worried that I'm going to get some pixelated image out of it. So if you can do SVGs, you know, that's ideal. Cool. Now let's go and look at this SVG. So this vector image is really just, you know, a bunch of XML markup. Now, one of the things I want to keep an eye on when I'm bringing projects into my shared project is I kind of want to get a sense of the size scale. So luckily this image is like it's 203 by 203 in the vector. It's a vector, so it can be bigger or smaller than that. But we want to keep in mind that it's like it's a square ratioed image. So as we add this to our project, we'll keep that in mind. Now, if I go into my actual project file, so this is the actual CS project I'm editing, I should be able to add this image with a build action. So let's just go over to the properties. And it's set to build action none right now. But I actually want to go and change it to a shared image. And this is a special build action that gets brought in when you install the Resizitizer NT NuGet package.
Oh, okay. So that is something that's not standard, because I would have imagined you would have done an embedded resource. But what you're saying is this is
its own special thing. And this what this does is it lets the Resizitizer build tasks go and look in this project for all of these different shared image items. Mm. And it lets it process them as, you know, its own special thing.
Oh, cool.
Now, there's one more step that we have to do here. Because this is a vector, and even if you're using a bitmap like a PNG, because we want to resize it to all these different platform sizes, I need to tell Resizitizer, like, what is the, like, sort of real size or nominal size or pixel-independent size of this image that I want to use? Mm-hmm. And that's usually, like, the actual size you use in your code, and you'll see that in just a minute. So for this, I'm going to say, like, in my Xamarin Forms code, I want this image to be 100 by 100. And it's square, right? It was 203 by 203. So as long as we're maintaining that ratio, things should get resized kind of nicely. So the way that we do that is we actually specify a base size. Mm. And I'm going to specify a base size of 100 by 100.
So let me get this straight really quick, because this is not what the size of the image is. This is what you want the... Like what you want it to be in your app.
Yeah, this is the target size for, like, in the code that you're writing in your app. So this is, like, you can consider this the, what do you want the 1x size of your iOS image to be? What do you want the scale 100 of your UWP image to be? Or the MDPI is the Android kind of equivalent there.
So then in this case, then, is it going to scale up, basically? Is it going, it'll scale up and not scale down? That's probably an important thing to think about, I guess.
Yeah, so it'll scale up for the vector. And if you do encounter a situation like on Android, Resizitizer right now isn't emitting a LDPI because not too many devices actually use that anymore. But, you know, that could be a thing, too. We could scale it whatever size we need it to be.
Cool.
So let's go into our code, our actual XAML file here. I've got just the blank template here. This probably looks familiar to you if you've done a Xamarin Forms app before, right? And we've got this stack layout. Now I'm just going to go and add an image here. And typically, you know, I would know the file name of my image and I would add it. Now, with a SVG, Resizitizer is actually outputting a bunch of bitmaps for you. It's resizing the vector and it's outputting them as bitmaps.
Got it.
So even though the thing is named xamagon.svg, I don't want SVG here. I want PNG, which is the file format that Resizitizer uses.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's always PNGs because those are native to every platform.
Right. And the next thing that we need to do is, we might not need to do it. Forms might be, you know, in this case, it'll know, hey, this is the size of the image, but we can be explicit here and we can say, hey, I want this image to be 100 by 100 because that's what I told my shared project that I wanted it to be. So we add that into our XML, our XAML file. And maybe we'll just do a little bit of some nicer styling here. And let's make sure that we've got some margins on this. So let's, you know, put some top margins or some right margins, left margins, if I get my directions correct. You know, let's add some more margins here just to make things look nice. Great. We have an image. And James, that's kind of all there is to it.
So kind of images in 5 seconds is what you're saying.
Yeah. So now when we
I want to get this straight though. There's no other extensions. I don't need custom classes. I don't need custom glue. Cause when you do embedded resources, there's like a bunch of junk you need to add. Like there's no junk. Yeah. This is like as if I had added that Xamagon PNG basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So what I'd like to do now is I did just do hit build on this shared project just to make sure my XAML's good. But the next thing that we can do is we can start running our apps. We can start building. So I'm going to run against the iPhone simulator. I've got it connected to a build host here. So I'm going to start that build off. Now, if I go look in the file system here, I can actually see, if I start going into the OBJ folder here, to iPhone Simulator, which is what we built for, and it's debug mode, right? Mm-hmm. I can see this resizitizer folder created here. And mm-hmm. what's happening here is, look, I've actually resized all of the images for you. I've got the 3X, 2X, etc. And the cool thing here is that this includes it as part of your build for you. You don't have to go back into your project and manually add this image to your project. It just is part of your build.
Wow.
So are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Whoa, there it is.
Boom. Yeah.
Very cool.
Super, I mean, super so easy. You know, you just add it to your project, you get the right build type, and boom, you're done. Now, you know, just to make sure that, you know, this is all perfect for cross-platform use, I can show you some other platforms here. I've got an emulator started. And you'll see the same thing here as I build the app. If I actually go to the folder for, let's just go back to the actual project folder. If I go into the OBJ, the intermediate output folder, to the debug folder, which is what I'm building for, Mono Android 9.0, again, here's this resizitizer folder. And now for Android, we've got the high DPI, medium, you know, extra high, etc. And if we go into each one of those folders, they'll all be sized kind of appropriately. You can see this one's 200 by 200. The MDPI is 100 by 100, which if you remember, that's the base size that we set, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Android app, lovely. Looks the same here. It's all great. It's included. You know, for good measure, let's fire up the UWP app as well.
Yeah, this is really cool because for me as an app developer, I don't want to have to think about all those resolutions, all those things. And at the same time, I'm imagining a world where, let's say, a new iPhone comes out and now we have to add at 4X. I mean, I've been doing app development for a long time. I remember where there was no 2X or no 3X or no XXX HDPI, right? I mean, HDPI was the highest. And then we all had to like continuously add more to it. So this is nice because really my image is here. And if all of a sudden we get 16K monitors and we need a 800 scale image, Resizitizer could do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the good reasons to use vectors as well, because you're always future-proofing yourself against newer resolutions. And the nice thing here is, if we add new display densities, you know, I can come here and update Resizitizer, and you don't have to worry about it in your app.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. Now, one other question I have here is, like, you've added one image. Is this going to slow down my build at all? Because I'm imagining it was in the OBJ, so it's in the build output. Like, what happens if I add another image, or does it redo it every time I build, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's one thing that I've been working on fine-tuning. I've luckily have access to some really smart MS Build developers within Xamarin here. So, you know, we've got all the leading experts helping out, making sure that the builds are incremental supported, so you can make a change and it doesn't necessarily have to go do everything again. It only does the things that you've changed. And generally just improving the build times around it and making things, you know, as awesome as possible.
Very cool. Is there anything else, or is it literally that simple? I mean, it just does what you want it to do.
It's that simple. I mean, the one thing that I'm spending some time working on is I want to get some support for app icons in there and maybe do some interesting things in that space. But for today, I mean, use it for all of the different images that you add to your app. That's it. I mean, the key thing to keep in mind again here is, you know, you add your image, shared image as the item type, and make sure that you figure out your base size correctly. And that's probably the hardest part that you have to do.
Beautiful. All right, so we got iOS, Android, UWP. Anything else you support out of the box?
WPF as well.
Oh, very cool. I love that. That's awesome. And it's also open source, so you can go add more, right?
You can contribute. You can have, send some PRs. The other cool thing to mention is it works on iOS, whether you have a Mac build host, a Mac and with VS for Mac, or you're using Hot Restart, everything's supported.
So no matter where you're developing, how you're developing, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mr. Jonathan Dick, thank you so much for showing this off. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, James.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. I will put all of the links to everything that John showed off right here into the show notes below right there. If you want to see more of this awesomeness, of course, subscribe, check the check boxes, do all the things. Go over to Sizeatize NT your images today and give feedback to John. Awesome. Thank you once more, John. And of course, until next time, I'm your host, James Montemagno, and this has been The Zamarin Show.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.